We'll give you cash right after we do some Queen. We'll give you that here in about 3 minutes on the river that goes Def Leppard, Dog Joe, and Dana. More than 668,000 signatures have been accepted by the California secretary to authorize and go forward with the Governor Gavin Newsom recall campaign. Thank you, Dana.
That happened fast.
Under California state law, he needs, or they need, 1,495,709 valid signatures required by March 17th in order to get the recall on the ballot.
So that would be the ballot. There's a ballot coming up in November again for that?
Or? Yes. Yeah, so he's got until March to, or they've got until March to get that on the ballot, and then we would vote whether or not we want to recall or impeach him.
Yeah, because I don't, because it was Davis that was recalled last.
Yeah, Gray Davis. Yes, because Governor Schwarzenegger elect said that he would give everyone their kickback checks from the DMV if they got rid of Gray Davis, and boom, they bounced him, and then in walked Arnold.
Yeah,
is that what we do? So if we get to recall a governor, then we get to bring in Arnold.
Yes, Arnold. A lot of people don't know this. California state law, anyone that gets recalled is replaced by Arnold.
Yeah. I did not know that's how that worked.
Yeah, look it up.
He's ready.
Yeah, I bet he is. Pfizer says its COVID vaccine doesn't need to be stored at ultra-freezing temps anymore. The ability to store the life-saving jabs at higher temperatures gives vaccine distribution centers more flexibility.
Call them a life-saving jab.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Now, if this were Banquet or Swanson, you know, saying that this was about TV dinners, I might believe it, but with this, I'm skeptical. So at first, it needed to be ultra cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now it doesn't.
Well, we lost a bunch like that were not refrigerated at the correct temperature.
Frozen.
Yeah,
tons of people were unplugging stuff. You know,
so they could plug vacuums in.
Yeah, because they were janitors. Yeah, and now you don't need to keep it that cold anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. I believe you.
Okay. I mean, that's wild. Yeah. What do you do, switch the serum? How do you do that?
Yeah. All the years or months of research, I should say, has led you to believe now it doesn't need to be that cold. Okay. Apple on Tuesday unveiled, this is last week, they changed up one of their emojis, Dana.
Which one?
The syringe.
Oh, why?
It was too creepy.
Because it had a little drop of blood coming from it, right?
The syringe looked too scary, and it looked too powerful and too syringe-ish.
Uh-huh.
So Apple's like, oh, well, we want to promote vaccination, and I think people are going to be sharing these needles emoji style, and they look too sinister and scary. We need to make the syringe happier. So they're going to make it less daunting and scary.
They're not going to just put a little happy face on it?
Yeah. I don't know. So Apple's going to change it.
For anyone listening right now that possibly could have my cell phone number, if you feel the need to text me and there's a syringe involved, don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what you're going to send me, but if you've got to do it and have an emoji of a syringe involved, I don't really need to see it. Probably.
I think Carl Hart, that psychology teacher over there at Columbia, he needs to petition this. He needs to petition Apple and say, no, I like that emoji.
Leave it alone.
When he falls in sick, that's just what
Goodness.
He sends.
That.
We got to come back. We've got bad celebrities over the weekend. A tragic, tragic breakup happened that has me ecstatic.
Why are you celebrating somebody else's emotional pain?
It's awful.
Yeah, someone has broken up. They're getting a divorce. And I am hopefully there to reap the rewards.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I'll tell you who broke up, or supposedly broke up, coming up.
Celebrities are great, but bad celebrities are even better. It's time for Celebrities Behaving Badly on the Dog and Joe Show.
A lot of people are going to be disappointed by this. Me, I'm not one of them. After 7 years of marriage and 400 kids. Oh, wait, typo. Four kids. Yeah, thank you, Dana. Kim Kardashian filed for divorce from Kanye.
Oh, goodness.
Ah! Yeah!
You are an idiot.
I'm surprised you made it back from Calabasas so fast.
Whoa! Yeah, Calabasas,
so stupid.
Home of the asses. That's where I was all weekend long.
Good grief.
And here's the thing. I was there all weekend long. I didn't find her residence yet, so I got to go back this weekend.
Right, right. They knew you were coming.
Yeah. Still haven't found it yet.
They keep you on lockdown.
Yeah.
That weirdo from Sacramento is coming down.
Yeah.
Hide her.
The Calabasas monster.
Oh, yeah.
The Calabasas creeper from Sacramento.
Oh, good grief.
I'm going to tell you, I am am happy that they did this because I have to think that that guy probably caused a lot of turmoil.
You're happy.
Life. Yeah.
Well, I'm ecstatic.
You're an idiot, though.
Well, he's worried about her mental health.
I am.
And probably a little Kanye's, too.
You know, I got to think that that guy caused trouble.
Well, I guess where it went off the rails is when he started doing all that racial talk and comparing slavery and all that. That's when Kim K was like, and I was going back a couple of years, she's like, this ain't going to happen. And then what I think really wrecked it is Martin Short's half-brother, Joel Osteen, that he started hanging around with. If I'm a woman or a man and I'm married to someone and they start hanging around Joel Osteen, it's time to leave them.
Was it that? Was it the fact that he ran for president? Was it the fact that he
quote-unquote ran
a hologram of her father? And the only thing it said was what an impeccable person she picked to marry.
Want to live out in the middle of Montana? Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. We got to get to this quickly, and I want people to look at this. Watch this video. Dana just put it up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. All these people, this cancel culture crap won't end. People going after all these different late night hosts and all these things that happened years ago. You can see David Letterman licking Jennifer Aniston's hair.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back a number of years.
What?
She's on the show. He licks her hair. Ugh. And now people, because it's gone viral, are saying it's profane, it's obscene, it's disgusting, and I quote, gross.
From 98, by the way.
So I want you to think about 1998. That's when this happened. Friends was just gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, I mean, young as ever. And David Letterman, who I've never thought to be creepy, not nearly as creepy as Jay Leno, licked her hair in a skit that I think was totally rehearsed. She knew it was coming, and people now hate David Letterman, and they say that it's underhanded and disgusting.
I agree. It is underhanded, disgusting, and I don't think it was rehearsed.
You
at
don't
all.
Think it was rehearsed?
No, because something very similar happened to me with Chris Kattan. He licked my face, not my hair.
Chris Kattan licked your face?
Yeah, and I will tell you, she's laughing, but she's extremely uncomfortable. I can tell by her body language. I had the same exact reaction. I believe for a fact she was uncomfortable.
Did you go into that new store called Chris Kattan Will Lick Your Face?
No.
How does someone come into contact with Chris Kattan's tongue?
That is awful.
Remember, I worked at a TV station for like 8 months.
Oh, and he came in to do something and he licked you.
Yeah, and it was on live TV, and if there's a camera on you, you can't like make a big deal out of things. You kind of just like awkwardly laugh. What else are you supposed to do?
He licked your face during a segment taping.
Yeah. It was awful.
Were you the only one?
No, there was two of my other coworkers.
He
with
licked
me.
Three people's faces.
I don't remember if he licked them. I'd have to look again, but I know my face was
what
licked.
What a weird thing to do.
Like, I'm sorry, when you lick somebody, you know, your tongue on somebody else, it better be in a very consensual manner. And
I'm here to tell you, Letterman got permission.
But this is just weird.
Even in the throes of passion, weird. You don't lick someone's face.
Mine.
Says you.
I mean, there's a lot of places to do that, but you're just right up the side of the cheek.
Hey, look at that. Me, Dana, and Chris Kattan are getting together after work. We're going to have a face-licking threesome. A menage a licker.
Right in the middle of it, your partner just licks your face.
Yuck.
No thanks. Yuck.
I go with Dana because I don't know what women body language and what they do and all that, but I'd be willing to bet that he got permission. If he didn't, everyone needs to shut up unless Jennifer Aniston says he violated me. If she says he did, then he did. If she says he didn't, then he didn't.
I think that's fair because it would be good to hear from her on this specifically.
Yeah.
It matters what she thinks of what happened.
And I'm going to reach out to Chris Kattan and see if he feels violated after having your face licked.
Wow.
That's awful.
Man.
God.
We got to come back. Final terrible. Three. Think about this one. One hit wonders. All those bands or artists that only had one song. You loved them. You know them. We're going to do a final three. There's a new list that's coming out. Yeah, rock and roll. There's another $1 million for Kiss. That's what they get every time we play a song. Yeah, $1 million. It is the Dog Joe Data Show on a Monday here on the River. 766-9370. Your favorite one-hit wonders of all time. Simple. And the reason this comes up again is because Newsweek, of all places, Newsweek did 31 hit wonder pop stars, and where are they now? Came out last week. I was stupid enough to click on it, and they focused on a lot of kind of secondary one-hit wonders. These weren't the cream of the crop. These were like barely one-hit wonders, and it was pretty interesting. So we'll post that up too so you can read it. But
you got to give Newsweek a little time.
Yeah.
You know, they're just dipping their toe into this music thing.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want to do here? I don't know. Do something the Rolling Stone would do. But we're Newsweek. Yeah. Let's make it official.
One and two aren't enough. Four is too many. Plus, we'll get sued. Three is just right. It's time for the final three. With the Dog and Joe Show.
You can't really blame them, you know, for putting together kind of a crappy list. They're Newsweek. They don't specialize in this.
Yeah.
This was more about the story of what the people are doing now, though.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. We'll put it on Facebook. Dana, you want to start? Final three.
Yeah.
One Hit Wonders.
All right. In at number three for me is a song called Blue by Eiffel 65.
And I do have all these ready, so let's take a listen again. Dana's musical taste a little bit bizarre, but here we go. I'm blue, does?
Kind of.
Pretty much so.
He talks about why he's blue, everything is blue, blah, blah, blah.
I've never heard that.
This was like a big song in the 90s.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Big. And it's so big that Gen Zers are making fun of millennials with this right now on TikTok. I love this song.
Oh, I got to get on TikTok then.
It just makes me happy for some reason, even though it's not a happy song.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so. I think it's being like sad.
Blue like in
Yeah.
The
it makes me want to go to a rave and do that. What do the kids do at the rave?
Oh, you're talking about ecstasy.
Actually, I want to do ecstasy.
Yeah,
and Molly's. Yeah.
I just love that song.
I do, too. I'm going to download that.
Yeah.
All right, Dana, in at number two, final three, One Hit Wonders.
In at number two, this song, I love it, Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I know this either.
Well, we played it when we worked at a different radio station.
All right, here we go. Come, my lady, come, my lady. Oh, God.
You remember this.
Yeah. That's awful.
I love that song.
I would give $1 million for video for people to see behind the scenes during those 5 to 6 years when we were playing stuff like that. Dog's just honest to God reaction.
Every time the mic went off.
Yeah, when we would have little music meetings and whatnot, just the real life reaction of him when he'd hear stuff like that. It was just...
The greatest.
That's awful.
Ever.
I love rap rock. Like, I've always loved it. And that song, total one hit wonder. But I love it. I just love that guitar lick. And I think that was stolen. I think somebody proved that somewhere along the line.
Yeah, God, who would want to steal that? Who would want to make it the first time?
Well, somebody made it the first time and they stole it, if I remember correctly.
Who cares?
But
that's
I don't
solid.
Care. I love that song.
In at number one.
I love this song, Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Oh, my God!
Barbie, let's go party.
Oh, God, man.
I love Ken, and he's such a dirtbag, which I'm not celebrating, but oh my God.
Oh, man, that song is
His
excellent.
His voice is just so ridiculous compared to her high-pitched. I love
wow.
it.
Wow. I do remember that song, though. It was all over the radio for a long time.
It. Absolutely. And I loved Barbies, so I think that was part of it.
Excellent picks, man.
We got to play Chili Peppers. So, Joe, we got to get to your final three one-hit wonders. If you want to chime in with yours, I'll see if I can dig them up. 766-9370. What do you got, Joe?
Number three for me is Psy, Gangnam Style.
All right. Yes! I think we've played this before. Joe loves this song.
Man.
Hold on.
Open Gangnam Style.
So, what do you like it? Do you like when he says Gangnam Style or he's going whoop, whoop, whoop,
Gangnam Style? Because then you come to find out, and didn't we find out that the guy just hated Americans and hates America?
I
and
don't
the,
remember.
The whole thing was just done so he could make fun of us, and we
just
loved the entire thing.
Oh, it's such a great song.
Sell me pistachios, dance all around for me. I love
that
guy.
He made a bunch of money, that guy. That was one of like the most downloaded or watched on YouTube songs ever.
It was awesome.
All right, into number two, Joe.
Number two for me is. What was his name? Bobby McFarlane? Yes.
No. Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin.
He doesn't even know.
Well, I get it wrong every time I say it to him. Don't worry. Everyone knows the song.
Oh,
don't
yes.
worry. Be happy.
So don't worry.
Oh, I love this song so much.
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
And for those out there and you can't see the video, you know who the big star of that video was dancing around with him.
I forget now.
Robin Williams.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm watching it in front of me, but yeah, I remember the video.
People can say that song won't make you feel happy, but I tell you what, it does when you're sad. It does.
What's that butterfly song?
Crazy Town?
Yeah, boy, I'd rather hear that one.
Butterfly. You would. Oh, that's mean.
And top of your list, one-hit wonders, Joe?
My very favorite one-hit wonder, Cats in the Cradle.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then.
There you go. There.
Love it.
Harry Chapin.
Love it. Love it.
I'm going to play Chili Peps and I'll come back with mine because mine are good.
Ours worked.
Wow. I can't wait to hear yours. Rude.
These one hit wonders are rock and roll.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rocker Pants.
Quieter, I'll call Chris Kattan in.
No, you won't.
Oh, that's terrifying.
We'll do mine. One hit wonders, final three.
We'll get sued. Three is just right. It's time for the final three. With the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, we're doing again one-hit wonders because a new article from Newsweek came out with Where Are They Now?, which we'll post on Facebook. Joe did his, Dana did hers. You can get those on the podcast. Time for my favorite final three one-hit wonders. Here we go. Love this song. In at number three, guy's name is Billy Thorpe. It does throughout the whole thing. That's why I gave you the instrumental. It's Children of the Sun.
Pretty and grisly.
It's from Miami Vice. Was the first time I heard it when they were going to Cuba on a Go Fast boat. That's what played when Don Johnson and Tubbs are rocking through Miami on a boat to go catch a guy by the name of Cal Drone. Love that song or whatever his name was, Calzone or whatever that episode was. But I love that. In at number two, a band called Gene Loves Jezebel. This is an awesome, awesome song, according to me. It's about all it does.
I watch the sun, it cuts through in the cloudy sky.
Jealous. Gene loves Jezebel, and it's tough to get a good clip because it dances all around, but the Rock and Rollers out there, I think they'll remember it. They were one hit, and they were gone. Great song. Now, this one, everyone's going to know, and I don't know why we don't play this, but I love this. It's Aldo Nova. Go, Aldo Nova. He's the one that helped to discover Bon Jovi, and then Bon Jovi returned the favor after everyone forgotten about him and got him a new song out some 25 years later. Aldo Nova.
All right.
And that one's a big, big hit.
That's a good song.
It's a great song.
That's good picks, dude.
I don't know why we don't play it. We got to come back. We got to do news plus final week of cash, blatant bribe money, $1,000. We're going to give you that here in about 15 minutes. And hopefully you take that cash and you put it to good use at a very, very great place, SacramentoGunClub.com. That $1,000 will get you all kinds of stuff. Membership, all levels. You can go in and rent. You can rent rifles. You can rent handguns. You can rent off-roster handguns. 34 lanes, four different sections. You got law enforcement. You got VIP. You got a rifle range, and you got a handgun range. And you walk in there, and I'm telling you, this place is amazing. It's huge. It's beautiful. It's well-ventilated. It's well-lit. It is the premier place to shoot and to purchase in Sacramento. And that's not my opinion. That's the law.
awesome.
I'm so excited to go check it out. I cannot wait to go in there.
It is awesome. I'm going to go again on Wednesday. Check them out. Look online, SacramentoGunClub.com, right off Bradshaw and 50. They'll give you all the details waiting for you online, but you got to look at everything they offer. They are an authorized six-hour... It goes Quiet Riot. Come on, Feel the Noise. Dog Joe and Dana, 93.7 The River. We got your cash for you coming up here in just a second. First, though, we got to give you a little bit of news, and then we'll get you paid another $1,000. A wanted man surrendered to police in West Sussex Wednesday because he didn't want to or would not spend one more minute with his family locked down in COVID.
So he ran?
Yes. He's going back to prison because he got out of prison and he could not take it anymore. And he committed another petty crime so he could go back to prison and get peace and quiet.
You don't think he just committed a crime?
Oh, boy.
He says here, I could not take it one more second.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in pursuit. As cops were in pursuit of him, it says he was in pursuit of peace and quiet when he turned himself in.
The best article
ever.
He's
hiding out. Oh, man. That says a lot.
He must have young children.
It doesn't even say what he did, but it says that he turned himself in at a motel a few miles away the next day because it was too cold outside. And he said that he missed the comforts of life behind bars.
Man.
He must have a lot of young children.
What'd you do? I stole something. What? A lot of stuff.
Yes.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I'm guilty.
I shot people.
Yeah.
Where?
Skip the trial.
Back there behind me. A lot of folks.
All over.
Yeah. Shot them and stole them.
To this now, new research shows this is going to come out next month in the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology. I know everyone's got a subscription to that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to talk about is how dangerous energy drinks are and what they do to negatively affect your cardiac function by speeding up your heart rate.
With like the taurine and guarine and all those kinds of things?
No, the theophylline, the adenine, and the azelaite.
I don't like any of these words.
They're all big, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they used to think that it was the caffeine was so high, that's what caused it. They say, no, the caffeine's not the problem. It's from these other things. And the reason that they're causing so much problem now is, one, more people drink them. There's more study time behind them. And they're not regulated by the FDA.
I didn't know that.
Is that right?
You can use whatever ingredients you want to the degree you want if you're an energy drink manufacturer, according to this, courtesy of MSN.
Not to mention, go to the little convenience store there where they, you know, whatever gas station you go to, and look at the size of the energy drink cans compared to the other sodas.
Yeah, they're barrels of oil.
I mean,
they're basically like, what is it, a 40 ounce? I don't remember what
that's
the beer size is, but.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gigantic compared to them.
It's just crazy. And again, I've said this, you know what? If you need energy, well, then go to bed early. How do you go to bed early? Well, drink water, not something with caffeine. Sleep and water, that's all you need.
Thank you, Granddad.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I'm going to get up, I'm going to drink 75 gallons of rocket fuel so I can go. It's stupid.
Well, I mean, the caffeine makes me jittery, but I mean, I don't know why people keep drinking the rock stars and all these things, because that is like a jitter I've never felt before. I mean, it is.
I've never had one.
The top.
Oh,
I mean,
you've never had one?
I've never had an energy drink.
Yeah, dude. You don't want it.
It's wild.
It's too much.
You drink one day when I was still drinking the Mountain Dews, I was out and I had to drink one of those great big energy drinks, and I love to have energy, but you give a guy with ADD one of those things, get out of town, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't sit down for like a week. Those things were crazy, and I love them. That's why I don't like this article, because they taste like heaven
good,
to me.
But there's so much, like just so much
garbage
amplification in your body.
I like them so much.
That's what it is. It's liquid amplification.
Like, that's the only way I can describe it.
Is there one out there called Amp?
Yes,
there is one called Amp. Yes.
They just call it liquid crank.
Kinda.
I mean, they've got antelopes on TV teasing one another. All I got to do is drink this and be faster than you, and you're lying food. You know, that's the advertisement for Red Bull. Yeah, haven't you seen that one? The two antelopes. The lion comes out of the jungle, and the antelope goes, that ain't going to give you anything. He goes, all I got to do is run faster than you.
I haven't seen it.
Yep, little buddy gets nailed.
Well, there you go. Stop drinking them unless you want your heart to explode.
Yep.
We will give you cash right after Offspring. We got another $1,000 for you. Then we're going to come back and do a really quick sporting. They had outdoor NHL up at Tahoe. We'll talk about what happened there. It was tragic. if you're into hockey, kind of sort. I mean, no one died, but it didn't work the way they wanted. Oh, sorry, that snuck up on me. We don't have the big rip-roaring sporting intro.
Oh, no.
We got to get into 93 Minutes commercial-free here coming up, but they had NHL Outdoors, and it took place over this last weekend in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Dana, I'm having computer trouble.
Okay.
Can you help me get the... I just want to know who the two teams were that played. Everything's going wonky on me here. Sorry. But anyway, they had this big NHL outdoor series, and it came to Tahoe this last weekend. And what they did is played hockey outdoors the way they used to. And it looked really cool, except for the fact that the ice started melting.
Oh, because of the warm snap we've had, you know?
Okay.
It's called a heat spell or a warm spell. It's called a cold snap.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, because it really gets snaps you when it's cold.
Yeah.
It feels kind of good when it's warm.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the Colorado Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And they played until, I think, I don't know what, like, I don't know when it started. But it started, and they started skating, and then everyone's like, whoa, the ice sucks. And they're, like, falling over. And it was starting to eat holes in the rink because the sun came out, and it was just like ants under a magnifying glass. It started damaging, and they tried to repair it and pour water on it and fix it, and they couldn't. So what they did is they had to resume play at, like, 9 or 9:30 at night. Man. After the sun fell, the temp dropped, and the ice could regroup again, and then they played. But they were down for like 8 or 9 hours of just sitting around like, well, what do we do?
Oh, my gosh. And for those dudes, man, I was going to say, that is even colder outside, but they love that. I mean, cold is cold
for them. Well, they have all that gear on, and they're playing and stuff.
Well, and Tahoe, I mean, you know, you think about the hockey.
Yeah.
Outdoors. I mean, Tahoe's going to be one of your warmer outdoor hockey venues.
Totally.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, hell, you'd go to Texas right now, it'd be colder there.
Yep.
That's true. Tahoe's been really warm, like, in terms of skiing and snowboarding anyway, so it's kind of impressive that they, I guess, decided to do this, because it has been warm. Like, there's not a ton of snow up there.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I thought there was a ton.
Well, it's been dumping, but it's not, like, it's...
Sticking?
It's not sticking it like it usually quickly. Does. It's really, really warm.
Huh. Yeah.
I'd like to see outdoor hockey. I think that'd be something to see. That'd be kind of cool.
I've always said, if you can't play hockey outdoors in the place where you play hockey, like California, then you can't have hockey indoors.
See, people don't like that, because totally then San Jose can't have hockey. A lot of people are Sharks fans.
That's true.
Yeah, but you can't play hockey when the sun's out, because that's the hockey player's enemy.
That is true. Yeah,
well, it is, but you can do things, you know. You can do things you can put up like a tent.
I don't think a tent would help.
Yeah, you could play something, Dana. You could play ice hockey like this on roller skates in the street.
Yeah, that's called roller hockey.
Yeah, that's how you do it in California, Joe. That's roller hockey.
That's true.
What if they all got those on top of their helmets? They put on them little head umbrellas,
that's
and everywhere they went.
Yeah.
They kept everybody in the shade.
Or why don't they do it like you did in college, wear short shorts and wear rollerblades?
Because then they have to beat the women off of them while they're trying to play a sport.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, there is that, yeah. How'd you lose your teeth? I don't know, man. I put my rollerblades on with my short shorts, and all these women, they tackled me, and my teeth hit the road.
I think that's what we need to do now. For
get a workout and go to class.
You got
to
put those K2s on, buddy.
I still got them.
I know you do.
Please, get the video. We have to stop, thank God, because we're going to come back commercial-free. 93 minutes. 93.7, the river that goes who? 93 minutes commercial-free with who are you? I am Dog, he's Joe, and that's over there, that's Dana.
That's right.
That's who we are.
All facts.
Yeah, and we're done because tomorrow it's a Tuesday.
Yay! Indeed.
Hopefully you go home tonight and eat your yogurt and do some sit-ups, because tomorrow we're going to fatten you up just like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Woo-hoo!
So a bunch of Tuesday stuff to get to. More cash coming up with Monica all this week. Your final chance is to get paid with blatant bribe money, so make sure you hear the top of almost each and every hour.
That went by fast.
It did.
That went by very, very fast.
What did?
The money.
Cash contest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say today's show. I was going to be like, no, that felt like a long time.
Today's show did go by fast for me.
That too.
Yeah.
Favorite part was talking about Chris Kattan from SNL licking Dana's face.
Oh, man, that's a horrific story.
I just don't like it.
I told Dana, I said, you know what? There's all these actors out there, all these, you know, has-beens or people not doing much. I said, Dana, see if you can get an interview with him. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live. We'll put him on the show. He's going to be here to promote some stupid book or something, and then we'll get him on, and we'll just yell at him. Ask him, why did you lick producer Dana's face? Why did you do that?
Not everybody's getting off scot-free, Kattan. We got you.
Yeah.
You know, you're in big trouble now. We know what you did. Man. We have video and a picture.
It's
evidence.
It's such an awkward thing. I hate being like duplicitous like that, though. I don't like setting people up for something and then pow! I can't.
And then think about
even
that.
Even if he did that.
Women wear
weird.
Makeup. You know, they got stuff on their face. I mean, that's just, it tastes terrible. I mean, I'm sure you had makeup on of some kind.
Well, I don't wear any, like, face makeup.
Oh, I thought
all.
You wore rouge.
No. Oh. No, my cheeks rouge. Are just naturally red.
Wow. It just looks like you have a foundation all over your cheeks.
No, I don't wear anything.
That's an extra cup of kombucha.
Yeah.
I like that, Joe. Sure, let's say it's that.
That's disgusting.
I mean, who even thinks of that? Even to go through your head, you're going to be silly, a comedian, but that's what your thought process is, but to lick someone's face?
We mentioned this, and I'm not justifying it, because I think it's super creepy, but he, like, the night at the Roxbury, I don't think it was an act. I think that's just kind of how he is.
Wow.
Well, what's he, I mean, a girl's not going to reciprocate. He's not going to walk up and go, hey, can I kiss you? And she goes, yeah. And he has to lick women to like, get with women.
Yeah.
I would think if he was in the middle of doing whatever, they would get up and leave, because that's creepish.
Yeah. You know? I did ask Dana, though. I said, what if it was The Rock that did it? Dana said, I would have licked him back. So see how it is? It's
tip
kind of pick
tat,
and choose.
You know? Tip okay. for tat.
Yeah. All right, we're taking off. Back tomorrow. It is a Tuesday morning. Hello is in next. We're done before I have a stroke.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you in the morning. Play nice.
You can do it.